Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome in. It's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle, and you can find us on your favorite podcast site as well as your favorite radio station if you're tuning in that way. Sirius XM, iHeart, the whole nine yards. Thanks for being a part of Real Golf Radio here in our 20th year of broadcasting the show. It's President's Cup week, and we're talking a lot about that. We'll continue that conversation. Just a disclaimer, obviously, with the time change, we are a little behind, or some of these comments might not be up to date with exactly what you've been watching, but hopefully the storylines are worth the discussion, and thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Caddy joins us coming up. We're going to get his take on Patrick Reed and what happened last week at the Bahamas, some of the things, the demonstrative way that he's gone about his actions, I guess, this week,
yeah.
And what does the caddy think of all that? So that's straight ahead here on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. I want to throw out there, Bob, let's just take a little break here from the President's Cup, just a moment.
Okay.
I found myself in Florida this week, mm-hmm. and in Miami, and I'd never been to Doral, so I decided to take a shot over to Doral and walk around. I mean, the place is pretty impressive. Obviously, there's a lot of history there. I know your dad won there.
First time winner. He's won there twice.
Okay, there you go. And you've played PGA Tour events there at Doral. I know you guys have a lot of history. So I go in there and I'm thinking, wow, this is really cool. And it is beautiful, man. It is something.
It's beautiful.
I'm walking around the clubhouse just checking it out. I was looking out behind there at the Blue Monster, all that. And as I'm in the clubhouse, a couple of guys walk in and they're like, and it's 3:04. Okay? It's 3:04 in the afternoon. A couple guys walk in. Yeah, hey, they gave him their name. We got a 310. We're both going to need clubs.
Huh?
It's 3:04. And he's like, it's 310. We're going to both need clubs. I'm thinking to myself, I just started laughing. I kind of walked away and had to start laughing because I'm like, it's $500 to play golf, basically.
Yeah.
When you get your caddy and everything, by the time it's all said and done, you're about $500. So for $500, might you show up a little early? Bring your clubs.
Enjoy the experience.
Hit some balls. Practice. The putting green looks like I could spend all day on it. You know,
and you could. It's a great putting green.
And you know what the caddy told me? The caddy told me, I called him and he said, the thing you don't realize, Brian Taylor, is that $500 round of golf for you, for them, is probably like a bucket of balls for you. I said, well, there's that. All I'm saying is, if you get a chance to play a special golf course, maybe show up a little bit early and, you know, enjoy the experience. Well, listen, I just had to share that. It was kind of fun and good to be in Florida. It's a great place to be to play some golf this time of year. We'll come back, talk President's Cup next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. You love crushing the long ball. Well, so do the pros. That's why they play Callaway. And that's why Callaway is now the number one driver on major tours worldwide. Led by the Epic Flash, with Flash Face technology, Callaway used artificial intelligence to completely maximize distance and deliver ball speed you didn't even know was possible. Basically, they used crazy science to solve very important things, like hitting more bombs. What a world. Go own the tee box like the pros. Build your Epic Flash driver today at CallawayGolf.com.
The new Chrome Soft is better from tee to green. To maximize control, you need a ball with a soft, thin cover. Chrome Soft has a tour urethane cover, which feels incredible. Under the cover is the mantle. The guys in R&D at Callaway have tuned this layer to produce a more penetrating ball flight from 50 to 125 yards. Distance control in the scoring zone is everything. More control means more birdies. And I like birdies. This is the dual soft fast core. So what does it do? It produces ultra low spin off the driver for incredibly fast ball speed. Yet the core is still soft enough for you to compress the ball off the long irons. It's extremely soft and extremely fast. That's the secret behind Chrome Soft. The new Chrome Soft from Callaway. It's the ball that changed the ball.
We just changed the putter. Now you need to change yours. A multi-material shaft enabled a radical shift in weight distribution, resulting in a putter designed to improve your actual stroke. Because a better stroke helps make more putts. This is a stroke of genius. Stroke Lab, from Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
At the first tee, we believe a good grip can be the foundation for success both on and off the golf course. We don't just teach golf, we teach life skills. And help drive young people to be the next generation of great mentors. To learn more, visit thefirsttee.org.
Callaway Senior Director of Brand Management, Dave Neville. What makes Jaws the most aggressive groove in golf?
What really grabs the ball where you get the spin from is the edge of the groove. We've been able to make a really, really tight edge radius using some of the proprietary tools that we have. And then in between each groove, we have that groove and groove technology, which are little micro positives that help grab the ball. So you have these 84 contact points on the face to grab the ball and just give you a tremendous amount of spin.
Order Jaws today at CallawayGolf.com.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us, Brian and Bob, with you. We've already had a great discussion in the front nine where we had Brian Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, talk some of the storylines from this week's President's Cup. Caddy's going to join us coming up next. We'll get his take on it as well. But I don't know, Bob, slow start for Team USA or hot start by the internationals? What do you think? What is it, just a combination of both? I know you're not happy with the way the scheduling went, and you blame a lot of that on the jet lag, but what's your take on just the way the two teams got started?
I mean, I even threw out with you last night when we were messaging that I was thinking a little bit to make these a little bit more relevant as far as the President's Cup, the PGA Tour conspiracy theory is that, yeah, they schedule Tiger's event. Then the guys have to fly 26 hours across the world to get to Australia. And maybe to make this a little bit more closer, or maybe to give the international team a little bit of advantage, that's the way they did it. That's my conspiracy theory. But I think the international team has definitely started faster than the U.S. team. I think the U.S. team is starting to kind of wake up a little bit. And I think that we saw that as they, you know, Patrick Cantlay made his putt. Justin Thomas made his putt. I love the reaction of those two guys. You know, throwing their putters down and Thomas yelling and Tiger even said he got goosebumps and chills and stuff like that when that putt went in. So I think the U.S. team has started slow. I think they've had some brain fog and that kind of thing. But it'll be interesting and great to see how this all goes the next couple of days and in watching these guys play and if it'll be close and the U.S. squad can get back into it.
No doubt about it. I think that, you know, not only the brain fog, but also just the course knowledge and understanding, as
exactly.
We talked about. I mean, Royal Melbourne is just a gem. I have absolutely loved watching it. I shouldn't say there's not a lot. Most golf courses, I'm like, I got to go play that course. It looks awesome. But this one in particular, looks like a great experience. Like it almost looks like a must play, you know. And you hear about, well, this is a links style golf course with Augusta style greens. Well, okay, that's intriguing, yeah. Right? And you see it. It's really tough for guys to get close to the hole. And I mean, hats off. I know that Justin Thomas is getting the credit for making that putt, and rightly so. And Patrick Cantlay getting credit for making that putt, and rightly so. But their partners hit, you know, Xander Schauffele hit that shot and set up Patrick yep. Cantlay, and Tiger hit that yep. shot to set up Justin Thomas. And I thought that's what made it great. And this goes back to my, you know, whether when you're talking about conspiracy or what have you, whether this was intentional to try to give the international some edge. It's more exciting, without a doubt, to watch this with the Americans falling behind a little bit. When, you know, we got college bowl season coming up. And when you see the favored team get down early and then they rally back,
sure,
that is something you want to tune in to watch. If you're tuning in and the favored team is up by 3 touchdowns and it's still barely the beginning of the second quarter, you probably got some other things you're going to do, or you're going to find another game to watch. So clearly this is a business for the PGA Tour. This is an event of selling advertising, trying to get eyeballs, promoting their brand, all of those type of things. And it's a stage for the players to showcase their skills, no question. But I don't know that they specifically said, let's give the international team an advantage by booking Tiger's event and making right. these guys show up a little tired. But there's certainly some things that have been staged. I mean, we talked to Ryan Ballingy, the story about the staged fans. That doesn't sit. I don't know why, Bob. That just seems so. There's just the authenticity of that. The lack of authenticity for that thing. That just kind of rubbed me wrong. You're gonna yeah. pay some foreigners to pretend they're Americans? We don't need fans. We don't need people to pretend that they're American fans. We are the Americans. We don't need manufactured fans here. Give me a
We're
break.
We're Americans.
That's right. Dang it.
We're Americans.
Red, white, and blue.
Apple pie, baseball, and Chevrolet.
I found that to be a fascinating story. I'd be curious. Well, apparently contracted, literally contracted with some of the locals to come out.
Mercenaries.
Huh? What was that?
Mercenaries.
Well, regardless, they were there. Who's from the international team? Let me just ask you, who are some of the guys that stood out? You mentioned 7 rookies out there. Who are some of the guys that stand out to you? Who do you like? And then as far as who translating that into success on the PGA Tour, Eam comes to mind right away, and Abe Anser. I mean, I think Abe Anser's got some serious game out there. I mean, that putting stroke is that's deadly.
Yeah, it is. Abraham Anser has played some great golf earlier in the week. I think it was Jeff Ogilvy said that he's their secret weapon, and he has definitely proven that. He's made some phenomenal putts, and he's been kept right in where he needs to be with his partner, his son Jay Eam, who's played some phenomenal golf. The other thing Jeff Ogilvy said is that, you know, there are 7 things that you have to do, and this is what's great about what Ernie Els has been able to do, surround himself with some Australian guys that know this golf course and have played it. And he said, there's 7 things that you have to do to play Royal Melbourne. He said, your tee shots are all about position, not length. Okay. So we've seen that from the international squad. You have to be under the hole to have realistic looks at birdies on the types of greens that are on this golf course. And we've seen that too. They haven't tried to stuff it in there tight every single time. They've gotten themselves to under the hole and in that mid putt range to where they give themselves a great opportunity to make birdies. And we're seeing them make those putts. He also said you have to play to the front yardage of the greens. And we're seeing that. We're seeing balls hit on the fronts of the greens, taking a couple of big checks and then releasing to the hole to those back pins. So those are the things those are 3 of the things that you have to do. Another one is you have to stay out of the dead zones. And there's a lot of them on these golf courses. You can't get yourself short-sighted and that kind of thing, because you're just not going to get it up and down. You have to have good bunker play. That was another one. You got to find a chip and run game, he said. There's a lot of ways. And we saw that from Cameron Smith in the second round. He was just off the green on the second hole. He took out a four iron, rolled it like a putt, and chipped it in. And then when you get yourself out of position, you got to learn to take your medicine. So those are seven things that Jeff Ogilvie said that were really, really cool. And I thought really open up your eyes to what this type of golf course is and how you have to play it. And the Europeans are doing a great job of it. The U.S. guys are used to playing golf like we play here in the U.S., which is kind of bomb and gouge. But they're starting to adapt and figure things out.
And by Europeans, you mean internationals?
I meant the internationals, yes.
Yeah, so exactly. Well, I think it's been compelling. I found it quite enjoyable to watch. And I actually was fine with them getting down early. I don't know what it is. I just don't find myself with a lot of hatred towards this team, this international team. Like the Europeans, and I don't want to use the word hate. We don't need hate in the world, but you get it from a fan standpoint. I don't find myself rooting against the internationals like I do the Europeans.
Yeah.
And maybe I feel bad for them a little bit because some of these guys were barely born last time the international team won this event. So
The international guys play on the PGA Tour. The Europeans are starting to now, but a lot of those guys we don't even know from across the pond.
Yeah, so maybe there's something to that. But the villain is our villain, and Ryan Ballingy talked about that when he said, look, he was our jerk, but now he's just a jerk. And it's almost like, well, I don't know what to do with this guy, and they're using it as a rallying cry, and we're wondering if it's breaking or, as you say, poisoning our team. And Webb Simpson's out there trying to babysit and smooth over everything. So it's kind of a cluster around Patrick Reed. And we'll continue talking about that. We'll get the caddy's take on Patrick Reed coming up. But I think it's been great to watch Tiger play again. He has been fantastic. That guy has got some game. And Justin Thomas, when you start talking about who the next Captain America might be, perhaps it's Justin Thomas.
It could be him. It could be him. And I'll tell you what, it's fun to watch those two play together, Tiger and Justin Thomas.
Well, they're going to, and I think Justin Thomas is going to take a lot of confidence off of playing and being paired and being chosen to be paired with the greatest ever, and that's Tiger Woods. You know, no question. All right, hey, listen, we'll take a short break. Caddy joins us next. We'll get his take on this. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say because he's pretty level-headed, not as emotional as Ryan. And when it comes to accusing people of cheating, he kind of takes a casual stand, or not a casual, but an
diplomatic.
Diplomatic is probably a better word. We'll hear from the caddy next, right here on Real Golf Radio.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at zionsbank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down. I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
Hi, fellow sports fans. It's Ned Siegfried. What would we do without sports? Following our favorite sports teams, whether it be the Jazz or the Utes or the Cougs, takes our mind off the many challenges in life. Accidents and their resulting injuries are certainly unexpected challenges that many people are forced to deal with. If you're one of these people, we'd love to talk to you about your situation. Call us at 801-222-2222. We'll talk to you for free. Or visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. This segment brought to you by Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. If you haven't been out to odysseygolf.com, what are you waiting for? Check out the new Stroke Lab Black putter, the new 10, the new Bird of Prey. It's available and make a great gift under your favorite golfer's tree. Go to odysseygolf.com and check out more. Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour. While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper, here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, how are you, man?
Well, it's cold and gray, rainy here in Washington, D.C., happens all winter. So caddy's feeling a little down, kind of like the international team is after the last four holes yesterday.
At the halfway point, it certainly was a big turnaround, no doubt about it. This event needed a little shot in the arm. I thought what Ernie Els did and the way he brought his players out and the way they responded, that They came out firing, and I think it added to it. And then it forced guys like Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay, it gave them the opportunity and forced them really into making serious putts, big-time putts, you know, to coming down the stretch there on the last hole to be able to get those points. And I think that's set up for a great weekend. It has caught my attention. I think people are tuning in and looking forward to seeing what happens. Of course, hopefully it remains close going through the entire weekend.
I think it was all Patrick Reed. Changed everything.
You know, and we've mentioned this earlier in the show, but yeah, I think so. I think, you know, with the things that happened last week, with the things that happened last year at the during the Ryder Cup and after the Ryder Cup, I think it has changed things. And something I said to Brian was that, you know, after what happened last week, maybe he should have been cut loose and they should have grabbed Kevin Kisner.
Well, you know, there's that old saying, I guess, in Hollywood that no publicity is bad publicity. And the bottom line is it really put the spotlight on the President's Cup. That's the bottom line. It made everybody pay a lot more attention to it than I think would be normal. So then, of course, you had a lot of great things happen with the matches. And the way the first day when, I mean, who would have ever thought 4-1 internationals after the first day? No chance, right? I mean, this was something that couldn't happen. That it's like Bernhard Langer said one time when he was the coach of the Ryder Cup, he held up a piece of paper and said, on paper, we can't beat the United States. Good thing we're playing on grass.
And Ernie's used that quote. Yeah, I've heard several of the international players use that quote this week. Hey, we're not playing these matches on paper. We're playing them on grass. So I think Ernie's done a great job. Let me go back. There's so many things to talk about. Let's break it in. Let's segment it a little bit. Let's first start with Patrick Reed and the reason for the the issue here, and that's what he did in the bunker in the Bahamas last week. In what was that? First of all, was he cheating?
I can either confirm or deny the. Well, here's the thing. So cheating requires an intent to break the rule, right? You can break a rule and not cheat. You can break a rule and cheat, or cheat and break a rule. So you have to look at this, look at that situation and say, do I believe strongly that he did that on purpose and knew that that wasn't the right, that wasn't okay? So that's what defines cheating. So I'm always going to be reluctant to tell another person what they're thinking. But when just about everybody I've spoken to and myself, when I saw that initially the very first time, I was like, whoa, what the heck was that? And I think the thing that made it worse was when he had done it before in the same manner.
Sure.
Even at the same off course. So people have been through this all up and down and all over the place. Patrick's being very adamant that he didn't cheat. It's a really tough thing to come out and say what Cameron Smith said. I think a lot of people do feel like that. I've talked to a lot of people about this. A lot of people feel like that. I'd be surprised. The way it's not cheating is if he either doesn't know the rule, which is pretty unlikely, or he doesn't feel that improved his line of play, which is hard to understand. So, I think I've fairly well described.
Caddy is in Washington, D.C., and he's being very political right now, Bob.
Yes, he is.
I mean,
I agree.
Really political.
He's bouncing. I grew up in D.C. What do you expect from me?
You just gave us a non-answer answer. That is perfect. A non-answer answer from the caddy.
I can either confirm or deny.
Exactly.
The
see, there you go. Bottom line is he improved his lie.
Let me tell you why this is a big deal. You're familiar with the Tiger Woods ball on the fringe story at Pebble Beach with the USGA and the U.S. Open in 2000?
No, tell us.
Okay, I'll do the story really quickly. Now, this was relayed to me by the USGA, and so whether I still have the facts right, bottom line is a second shot at 18, I believe it was Friday, it might have been Saturday, came to rest on the right on the collar. It's on the green, ball's on the green, but it was clearly pinned right against the collar. And then when Tiger was putting, you could clearly see it was 2 inches off the collar, so the collar wasn't going to be away. And they thought, oh, my goodness, did he fudge his mark, this or that? So they actually brought him in, I guess, the next morning to review some videotape. And I guess Tiger's looking at it saying, listen, I know that looks bad, but I marked it right where it is. He says, yeah, I've got eyeballs all over me all the time. I'm really careful about marking the ball. And it was 2 inches on the green. And so now they didn't know what to do. I mean, you can't, are we going to now disqualify a guy with a 12-shot lead? What's going to happen? They ended up getting some footage from somebody else who had a camera at a 90-degree angle, local station or something, and it showed that the ball had actually come down, hit the fringe, and bounced back off exactly where Tiger said it had been. But they didn't know that until they got another camera angle, and that's what Patrick Reed's talking about.
Okay. That's a ball at rest from a camera angle. This is showing sand. literally getting moved out of the way. You can
wiped
see sand
away, yeah.
Flying. There's no camera angle. Sand is moving.
I totally understand. I mean, I'm with you on that. It looks like it's impossible to say. Now, I'm going to say, quote unquote, it looks like it's impossible to say, because this is the point I'm making with the Tiger Woods Pebble Beach story, is that it's clearly showing this on video until you happen to see it doesn't. So... There's always, this is another Washington, D.C. method that I'm employing here, but video is not 100% conclusive. It's hard to imagine that. It looks like he put the club right behind the ball, And when he whipped it back, it whipped the sand out from behind the ball, clearly improving the line of play. That's what it looks like. It's impossible to say it doesn't look like that. Patrick was pretty adamant saying, we need another angle because it wasn't that close to the ball. So while it seems right off the cuff, oh, that's ridiculous. How can he say that? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm just giving you another example of something, you know, something like that, where when you saw the other angle from another camera, it was clearly, wow, we did get it wrong on the first angle. So that stuff exists, right?
So
now,
you're actually convincing me, by the way. You sound very convincing. Go ahead, Bob.
So I was going to say, how does, you know, this is deemed a waste area that he was in. How is this any different than what Stuart Sink did at the Heritage, the RBC Classic back in 2004, when he went down there and he moved the sand away from the back of the ball with his finger?
Made a trough. Yeah, that was, I thought the same thing, Bob.
Yeah. So the key is it's not sand. That's an important designation. In the Stuart Sink bunker, it wasn't sand. It was crushed stone. I know that sounds crazy, but I am in D.C., the home of all the attorneys in the world, and so we're getting legal now. So here's the interesting thing: you're allowed to go into a bunker right now and pick out stones and things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah.
You didn't used to be able to; now you are. However, you can't improve your lie or your line of play. Isn't picking a stone out of there like improving your lie and your line of play? Well, it is, because it's not, when you move a loose impediment, it's not improving your line of play. So the question is, did Stuart Sink was moving loose impediments? Was that all he was doing, or did he improve his line of play? Now, that's another one. When you look at it, you look at that and go, well, it's like you just wiped your finger behind your ball, and now it's teed up and we're ready to go.
Yeah. Right?
That looks really bad. I don't think legally he did anything wrong there, because I think he was moving loose impediments. And by definition, moving loose impediments, even though it looks like it improves your line of play, it doesn't actually fit the definition, because a loose impediment being moved doesn't. So it's a different situation. It's kind of the same thing. People right now are happy I didn't go to law school and become a lawyer. And now people are hating attorneys because this is what attorneys do. And they delve deep into stuff like this, and it drives everybody crazy, because common sense is telling everybody the same thing in both of these situations, right? Now I'm totally confused.
Let me jump in real quick, okay? Since you're totally confused yourself. And by the way, I thought it was a pretty good argument. He comes out, and in that second day, he does the shovel move. He tries to make fun of himself a little bit, play to the crowd after somebody yelled miss after he putted a short putt and made it. Then he cupped his ear, and then he did the shovel move and he was trying to play it off. And yet it's not one of those things that where you did something silly and so you're trying to play it off. And, you know, I'm really like Michael Scott falling into the koi pond. I mean, this is not like, oh, I can't believe I fell into the koi pond, you know, and try to minimize the situation. This is like, it feels like an egregious situation where he is literally improving his lie. That's something that is right at the core of the game. And so it doesn't feel like it's the thing that you make fun of and try to play up to the crowd to get to like you. Oh, look at Patrick. He's playing. He's fun. He's a fun guy. Yeah, he didn't cheat. He's fun. You know, I mean, to me, that's the difference here. And so I guess I didn't like that. I didn't think it was appropriate.
No, I don't think anybody's going to say that was the best thing to do. Maybe you'd have to look at that and say, you don't really understand this, do you? I think. I mean, what other conclusion can you come to there?
So should the tour address this at some point? I get it. They don't want to address it right now on this big event, but do they need to address it?
I don't know. I don't know if they need to address it more than it's kind of been addressed now. I think it's really, look, one thing that was said on Morning Drive, which I think is very accurate, is most of this situation has been or a lot of the situation, a lot of the problems with this situation have been with Patrick's reaction to it.
Yes.
And Patrick's comments on it. So it's kind of a self-imposed thing. And the shovel was certainly shoveling more dirt on it, right? I mean,
yeah.
I should have come up with a better pun right there, but it was digging yourself more of a hole by doing that, so to speak. Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of hard to not say, yeah, that's kind of the case. I mean, could you have handled it better? Yeah, here's how you could have handled it better. But Patrick's fighting a tough battle because he has a past history, and justified or not, a past history is a past history. People have certain preconceived ideas. People have read things. Some people might be completely in his corner. Some people might be completely against him. Never even met him in their life. I can tell you, I've had a couple, maybe a couple 30-minute conversations with Patrick. He's emailed me a few times about some things we do. Could not be more positive. All my personal interactions with him, 100% as good as anybody I've ever dealt with on anything. Completely respectful, thoughtful, smart guy. Couldn't say more positive things from my personal interactions with him. That's my experience.
But get him between the ropes, and what happens?
But it doesn't change what you saw and your first instinct to seeing it. You know, I had a very negative my first thought that went through my head when I saw that was, ooh, that is bad, right? A lot of guys said that. That's what a lot of guys said was, ooh, that didn't look good. And I felt the same way. So it's a difficult situation, but Patrick has a lot of control over it. And I think it hasn't been, you know, I think he could have done things a little differently, reacting to it and all this and that, and had a lot better outcome to this point. So I think in a lot of ways he can control some of his destiny going forward from here. But, right now it's damaged a bit.
Well, good comments, Caddy. And you know what? I can appreciate the angle and giving him somewhat the benefit of the doubt on that. And I think that's appropriate as well. So I like it. You brought a different angle to it, and really, really appreciate the comments. We're out of time, but good stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend here at the President's Cup, huh?
Thanks, gentlemen.
There you go. Caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We went over a little bit. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Our thoughts wrapping up the show and what we expect this weekend in the President's Cup. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
And here's Ricky on 12. What a comeback it's been for him today. Pin placement is a little tricky. We're seeing something. Something is getting closer. Holy. And that'll cost him.
It can be dangerous to drive while distracted. Yet at any daytime moment, almost 660,000 drivers across the country are using electronic devices while they drive. Join me and commit to always driving distraction-free.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The new OGO Alpha Convoy golf bags
set a new standard for what cart bags should be.
The new OG Oceano Fuse 304 stand bag is ultra sleek, but there's nothing simple about it.
The OG Alpha is inspired by tactical military gear and high-performance equipment from the outdoor industry.
While the Shadow's integrated design and finest performance materials work seamlessly to deliver absolute efficiency for unmatched performance.
Both are in stores now, or check it out at OGO.com.
You can tell a lot about a golfer by the way he sets his hands on the club. Is he squeezing the life out of it, or is it like he's cradling a newborn baby? Holding it light so he can feel the club head eliminates tension, increases swing speed, and improves accuracy. These are the things our grips promote. Because the secret to golf isn't how you put your hands on the club, it's the way you put your hands on a wind grip. Win, play your best golf.
Callaway's new Apex irons redefine players' irons. Unmatched feel, distance, and control have been forged to perfection to deliver category-defining performance. Apex irons are the ultimate forged player's distance iron. Callaway's 360 face cups generate industry-leading distance, unmatched feel, and will get every golfer's attention. Tungsten weighting in each iron fine-tunes launch, trajectory, and delivers tremendous control. See perfection in every shot with the new Apex at your local golf retailer or visit CallawayGolf.com and see what makes Callaway the number one irons in golf.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
And Real Golf Radio is brought to you by Callaway Golf. Go to CallawayGolf.com. Right now you can get their gift guide where popular gifts are available for you. Maybe a holiday gift card from Callaway starting at just $25. You could also, you know, the Stars and Stripes golf balls from Truvis, Chrome Softs, they're available. They're $10 off right now, $34.99 a dozen. Limited time offer. And why not? During the President's Cup, get all red, white, and blue. Get you some Stars and Stripes Truvis. And, you know, your buddies would love that. So, or your dad or your son or your daughter or your mom, whoever likes to play golf, you know. I like this clubhouse backpack from 129. It's really nice. Look gray and black with a little blue stitching on there. Super nice. Yep. I'm perusing the gift guide. As I mentioned, the free ball personalization on Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X. It's available through the end of the year. So some nice things there. The super hybrids are available. Maybe a new golf bag. I like that. They have a rangefinder that's available. So yeah, there's some good gift ideas there at CallawayGolf.com in their holiday gift guide. All right, Bob, talking some President's Cup, and I'll tell you, I've been thinking about what the caddy said there, and you know, he brought a really good perspective, and I expected that he would. But what if you were to take a different angle, which I haven't seen one yet, but if there were a different angle on Patrick Reed, and as he scraped that ball back, or his club back, and hit the sand on his backswing, practice swing, if he did that a couple of times, and another angle actually revealed it was 3 or 4 feet behind the ball, so technically it wasn't even in his swing path, that would definitely change things, because being a waste bunker, you can take practice swings in there.
Yes. Well, and he stepped away from it and hit the sand, and that was a practice swing. It was the problem of him, how he sold the club, that it looked like it was right behind and in that little indented area where his golf ball was. And by pushing that back, he's improving the line and also the lie. And that's what he received the penalty strokes for.
So again, going back to it, I would have to think that the PGA Tour reviewed it. They felt like it was a penalty. Then clearly he was doing something wrong. So yes, that kind of changes the angle. He's using the angle argument, which, to me, that doesn't hold water. Otherwise, the PGA Tour, you know, wouldn't have penalized him for it. I just wonder what now. But again, giving the guy a benefit of the doubt, and I thought his Tiger analogy at Pebble Beach was spot on, right? You know, maybe from one angle it looked bad. From another angle, actually, it was exactly where he put it down. And so I guess I'll yield to that in some regards. But I'll tell you what, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, you know, I mean, that whole thing.
And it's happened before, like a duck.
That's exactly right.
So there's a history of it. Yep.
So I think Patrick's in, you know, and the reputation, and he's not doing himself any favors. I think that's not that he's been a real, you know, PR kind of guy for himself anyway. But what he's doing with
his wife,
the shovel move wasn't working.
No, 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 not at all.
It's not funny. I don't know why he thinks it's funny. I mean, I do like it when players.
Maybe he's trying to embrace it.
Have a little self-deprecation.
Embracing the criticism.
Yeah, and they play to the crowd. I think that's fun, right? Because we sometimes complain that the golfers and athletes are somewhat robotic. And then when they do put themselves out there a little bit, then they get blasted for it. So I don't want to be that guy, like stay off my lawn guy. But I do think in that case, he was missing the point.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, 100%.
Let me ask you something, Bob, because this is one thing that I touched on earlier, but we didn't have a chance to chat with. Being that Patrick Reed, I'm not sure he's going to be able to continue with that Captain America moniker, because Captain America needs to be a good guy, right?
I mean,
that's how that works. Superman's not a bad guy. So
nope.
Same thing with Captain America. He's one of the good guys.
Yep.
So I don't know that he keeps that moniker. Who picks it up? And it's not fair to say Tiger, because of course he's Captain America and, you know, he's the captain also. But who's that guy that picks that up? He's got to be a young guy. Who's the next up and comer, do you think? I mentioned Justin Thomas. Maybe
like
a Xander Schauffele. I don't know. What do you think?
Xander Schauffele's too meek, too mild. You know, he's a guy that kind of floats along and you don't see a lot of emotion from him and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a guy like Justin Thomas or Jordan Spieth if he gets back on President's Cup or Ryder Cup teams, or maybe one of the younger guys like Matt Wolf when he gets on, or I think Matt Wolf would be a great candidate for Captain America, the way he plays and the excitement that he brings to the game.
So what does it entail then? You've got to have someone that's fiery. You got to have an attitude.
Fiery.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you got to have some fiery in you, some go get it, you know.
You have to rise to the occasion. You have to rise to the occasion.
Rise to the occasion. You have to put your money where your mouth is, man. You got to back it up when you throw it down.
All right. So I think you see also certain players that have a knack for raising their game. When I say rise to the occasion, they raise their game for the moment. They actually play better in these team competitions. That's what Ian Poulter's done. He's built an entire career around being Mr. Ryder Cup, right?
Yep.
Colin Montgomery did that. Sergio, you know, again, won the Masters and had a little bit more of a balanced overall career, you know, with winning a major championship and other tour events than what Ian Poulter or Monty did. But nonetheless, those guys made their mark in Ryder Cup team competition and the way that they just would stick it to their opponents. When they had to, they would make the putt. And then Ian Poulter, you know how he celebrates and pounds the chest and double fist pumps and screams and hollers. I mean, that kind of stuff. He rallies the crowd and gets the momentum going for his team. I think all of those are aspects that have to be from Captain America. So when you see Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods both drop their putter at the same time, and they've rehearsed this, you know, TO video of I love me some me, and they scream it at each other and then hug the way they do. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, I guess, that would
qualify. Wear your passion on your sleeve, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I think Justin, right, probably the heir apparent right now would be Justin Thomas. We'll see how he plays out. He needs to continue to go out there, and then he needs to back it up ultimately in Ryder Cup play and be that guy. Because let's not forget, it was only 2 years ago that Patrick Reed battled Rory McIlroy at Hazeltine.
That's right.
That was 4 years ago. It has been longer than that. Two years ago was the debacle in France. It was four years ago, but when he battled him the way he did, you have to be able to meet that. Rory played inspired. Patrick met that level of play, and they went back and forth on each other and the finger waggle and the shushing and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I mean, you can't make that stuff up. And you can talk all you want, but if you don't back it up with your play, as you said, Bob, then it's no good.
Yep, that's right.
Keegan Bradley had it.
Absolutely. He did when he was playing right along with Phil Mickelson. He had it. No doubt.
Medina.
Yep. Yep. But we lost that one.
We did. So do we lose Patrick Reed?
Yeah, unless he does some very definite things to switch his reputation around, because he doesn't care about anybody else than himself right now, then yeah, I think we lose him.
Mm. All right, well, that'll be interesting. Shovelgate continues to be a story. Team USA battling from behind at the halfway point of the President's Cup. All really good stuff. Tiger, the playing captain. Ernie Els playing money ball. Royal Melbourne as a host golf course has just been unbelievable. I think this has all been really entertaining, good golf to watch on a cold December day for most of the country. You can sit in there and watch this. It's perfect. I think so far so good for the President's Cup and maybe just what this event needed. We'll see how it all shakes out. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll wrap things up next. Thanks for joining us. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Whether you're a casual golfer or an avid golfer, Let You Into Golf help you fill your wish list with the season's best deals in golf. Featuring special holiday offers from Titleist. Save on Titleist Pro V1, Pro V1X, and AVX golf balls for only $39.99 a dozen. And save $30 on Titleist Vokey SM7 wedges for only $119.99. And while you're there, register to win free golf balls for a year. You Into Golf offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. You Into Golf, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1971.
Hey, ever wonder how your favorite golf courses in Utah look so good? Pros and golf superintendents agree you should turn to Mountain Land Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountain Land Supply is the exclusive Rainbird golf distributor in Utah. What does that mean for you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust Mountain Land Supply will not only have what you need, but they can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone technology controllers, drip irrigation, pipe parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at zionsbank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, and welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. Been fun talking President's Cup, but this is going to be a good finish, Bob. I know we're a little bit behind here, and hopefully day number three, Saturday over there, which was, you know, going on Sunday morning now as this is being aired, is they kept things close. But, you know, so far through the halfway point, this has been exciting stuff to watch. I like it so far.
Yeah, it has. It's been really fun to watch. I wanted to make note about Tiger Woods and his play. He's played some phenomenal golf. It's pretty interesting to see how they switch things around when he's playing as to when he's, you know, taking over the reins as the captain, and how the vice captains have really stepped in and helped him through the process while he's playing. But Tiger Woods, by virtue of winning those two matches, again, has won 26 matches now in the President's Cup, tying Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson still leads on points won at 32.5, Tiger Woods at 26.5. So it'll be great to see if Tiger can then take the lead as far as matches won over these next couple of days.
Yeah, I expect that will happen for sure. But yeah, Tiger's done a fantastic job. Obviously, he's playing some great golf. I can't wait to watch him in 2020. That'll do it for us. For Dave Glauser, Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Thanks for listening to Real Golf Radio.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.